Lesson 137, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, Verses 12 through 21, Introduction. This lesson includes doctrines Joseph Smith taught at a church meeting in Ramis, Illinois, on April 2, 1843. These teachings are recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 130. The prophet taught about future events, including the second coming of Jesus Christ. He also taught about our ability to retain knowledge and intelligence after we die, and explained how we can receive God's blessings. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, Verses 12 through 17. Joseph Smith teaches about the second coming. Before class, write the following statement on the board. Many have wondered about the exact date of the second coming. Note: establish relevance and purpose. One effective way to help students prepare to learn is to begin a lesson by asking them to ponder a question or a situation that is relevant to them and that will be addressed in the scriptures from which you are teaching. This will help students study the scriptures with purpose. Have you ever wanted to know exactly when the second coming of Jesus Christ will occur? Explain that in Joseph Smith's day, a prominent Christian preacher named William Miller claimed the Savior's second coming would happen on April 3, 1843. One day before Miller's predicted date of the second coming, the prophet Joseph Smith spoke to the saints in Ramis, Illinois, and mentioned that he prayed to know the time of the second coming. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 130, verses 14 through 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Joseph Smith learned when he prayed about the timing of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Did the Lord reveal to Joseph Smith the exact date of the second coming? What did the Lord tell Joseph Smith to do? After students respond, you may want to suggest that they mark the phrase, "Trouble me no more on this matter," in their scriptures. Consider directing students to Doctrine and Covenants 130, verse 15, footnote A, to further emphasize that no one knows exactly when the Savior will return. Ask a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "I am called as one of the apostles to be a special witness of Christ, and I do not know when he is going to come again. As far as I know, none of my brethren in the Quorum of the Twelve, or even in the First Presidency, knows. And I would humbly suggest that if we do not know, then nobody knows. The Savior said that of that day and hour no man knoweth, no, not the angels of God in heaven, but my Father only. I believe that when the Lord says no one knows, he really means that no one knows." End quote. What do we learn from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 14 through 17, and Elder Ballard's statement? Students may identify a variety of truths, but they should identify the following. Only God knows the exact time when the second coming will occur. Point out that in our day, some individuals try to predict the exact timing of the second coming, or the end of the world. How can remembering this principle help you not to be misled by false claims? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 18 and 19. Joseph Smith teaches about the importance of gaining knowledge and intelligence in this life. If possible, display a suitcase or a bag. Invite students to imagine that they are leaving home and going somewhere they have never been before. They are allowed to take only what will fit in the suitcase or bag. What would you pack in the suitcase? Invite a student to list responses on the board. Ask students to imagine that their destination is the spirit world, where we will enter when we die. Which of the items on the board will you be able to take with you when you die? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 130, verses 18 and 19 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what we can take with us from this life when we die. According to verses 18 and 19, what will be with us after we die? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following truth. The knowledge and intelligence we gain in this life will rise with us in the resurrection. To help students understand what is meant by the words knowledge and intelligence, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "If we ponder just what it is that will rise with us in the resurrection, it seems clear that our intelligence will rise with us, meaning not simply our IQ, but also our capacity to receive and apply truth. Our talents, attributes, and skills will rise with us, certainly also our capacity to learn, our degree of self-discipline, and our capacity to work." End quote. According to Elder Maxwell, what does the word intelligence mean in verses 18 and 19? According to verse 19, how can we gain greater knowledge and intelligence? You may want to point out that some knowledge and intelligence can be obtained only through diligence and obedience. When have you gained knowledge or intelligence through your diligence and obedience? You may also want to share an experience. Point out that according to verse 19, those who gain more knowledge and intelligence in this life will have an advantage in the world to come. How do you think obtaining knowledge and intelligence in this life can give us an advantage in the world to come? Explain that what we learn in this life, both temporally and spiritually, will be helpful to us throughout eternity. We will be able to build upon the knowledge we obtain in this life to become more like Heavenly Father. In order to help students continue gaining knowledge and intelligence, encourage them to continue participating in seminary now and to plan to attend institute after they graduate from seminary. Invite students to write a goal that could help them gain more knowledge and intelligence. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 20 through 21. Joseph Smith explains how we obtain blessings. Invite students to imagine that they want to improve their penmanship, so they decide to run 3 miles 5 days a week for 1 month. What will be the result? Why? What would you do to improve your penmanship? Point out that just as we need to understand how to obtain the results we desire, we need to understand how to obtain the blessings Heavenly Father desires to give us. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 20 and 21 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how we can obtain the blessings Heavenly Father desires to give us. You may want to explain that predicated means based on, and that a law that is irrevocably decreed is permanent and unchangeable. According to verses 20 and 21, how do we obtain a blessing from God? Invite students to write an if-then principle based on verses 20 and 21. After a sufficient time, ask a few students to read their statements aloud. Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. If we want to obtain a blessing from God, then we must obey the law upon which it is predicated. To help students deepen their understanding of this truth, copy the following chart on the board. You may want to do so before class. Invite students to copy the chart in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Invite a student to read aloud the first scripture passage listed. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a law and an associated blessing. As they report their answers, fill in the appropriate spaces on the chart. Invite students to complete their charts on their own. Please refer to the chart on page 470 of Lesson 137. After students complete this activity, ask them to think about blessings they have received because they have obeyed a law. Invite them to share their experiences. Invite students to write down blessings they want to obtain, then invite them to write what law or laws they need to obey in order to receive those blessings. Point out that some laws and blessings are very specific, while others are more general. Also point out that some promised blessings may come in the next life. To conclude today's lesson, invite students to review some of the truths they have learned from Joseph Smith's teachings recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 130. How do the truths in Doctrine and Covenants 130 help you appreciate Joseph Smith? Conclude by inviting a student to read the following statement by President Brigham Young about Joseph Smith's ability to explain the things of God. Quote, "The excellency of the glory of the character of Brother Joseph Smith was that he could reduce heavenly things to the understanding of the finite. When he preached to the people, revealed the things of God, the will of God, the plan of salvation, the purposes of Jehovah, the relation in which we stand to him and all heavenly beings, he reduced his teachings to the capacity of every man, woman, and child, making them as plain as a well-defined pathway. This should have convinced every person that ever heard him of his divine authority and power. For no other man was able to teach as he could, and no person can reveal the things of God but by revelations of Jesus Christ." End quote. Conclude by sharing your testimony of Joseph Smith's calling as a prophet, seer, and revelator. invite students to act on the doctrines and principles they have learned as they studied the prophet's teachings in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130.